This is why I love him. He called them fools. He said, you're slow of heart. But he didn't keep them. He did not keep them from the supernatural encounter. Now, you need to learn something about the Lord. Watch. He said that when he got to the place where the people were going to turn into where they were going, he acted like he was going further. What was he waiting on? Their invitation. What is he waiting on? Your invitation. They said, no, come on in with us. Come on in with us. It's only Satan that's coming through every crack and climbing. And but the Lord waits to be invited. It's all right, I'll come on in with you. And he went and sat down with them. And he took the bread. Hallelujah. He took out the bread. He said, and he gave thanks. And as soon as he broke it, boom, their eyes opened. I saw one intellectual preacher on television. He said, how did the people know that it was him? And one of the people in the class said, oh, they saw the nail prints. I said, what a poor generation. You missed and their eyes opened. Notice, he said their eyes were withheld. That's what happens when you are in unbelief. Your eyes, your understanding is withholding from you. So you don't see what's in front of you. You don't see what God has for you. You don't see the miracles of God. All you see are the problems or what Satan is doing. Your eyes have been withholding. But when you get off your Mickey Mouse perch, hallelujah. When you get this bread this morning, you say, Lord, whatever you did to Cleopas and his friend, when I give thanks and break this bread, let my eyes open. Let my miracle break. Transfer life to me, grace to me, freedom to me. The yoke breaking anointing.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. One of the favorite things that Elder Baba talks about is the Cushite. During the battle between David's men and Absalom and Israel, and when Absalom had been killed by Joab, he called a man and said, hey, now you run. The Cushite, you run and go tell the king the tidings of the war. But this other guy said, no, let me run. He said, you know, Joab said, no, not today. He insisted that he will run.
Yes.
And he ran and outpaced the man with the message.
Come on now. Amen.
It's one thing to run, but you better know what you're running for. Watch. And he said that the man got to David and said, oh, great tidings, king. The Lord has avenged you of your enemies. And the king said, what about the young man, Absalom? He said, oh, there was a tumult. I don't know. He said, then stand aside. You ran, but you don't have the message. Woo! You notice this guy took off and ran. Why? They encountered Jesus. I know you're not in full-time ministry, but that's what's wrong with America, most of the world today. The people that hadn't seen anything, heard anything, experienced anything, are running. But they don't have a word. They're running. They don't carry a grace. But they're running. Stand aside. And the Cushite, who was sent, who is official, who is anointed, he arrived. You know, we go into the scriptures and find these racial things. You know, Cushite is black, but he wasn't sent because he was black. He was sent because of the content. Hallelujah. The general knew that this Cushite can deliver the message without getting him in trouble or everybody in trouble. Because they knew that David loved Absalom, even though he was rebellious and wicked. And anybody that killed Absalom, David was going to kill them. And the Cushite had both the strength and the wisdom to deliver the message so that nobody gets killed, nothing happens, and the kingdom is restored to David.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
So they told the one that ran, stand aside. And the Cushite came and gave the same initial word. And the king asked him, what about the young man Absalom? He said, well, let Absalom be like all the enemies of the king. But the Lord has prevailed. And David said, oh, Absalom, my son. Absalom, my son. He delivered the message in such a way that the glory carried it. That instead of the king getting angry, he started mourning the loss of his son. He mourned so much that Joab returned and said, now, if you don't quit crying and go out there and commend all the men that fought for you and delivered you today, because the way you're carrying on, it looks like you love your enemies. Haven't I experienced that? People that say they love me, but it seems like they love my enemies more. He said, now you better get out there and commend the men. Otherwise, nobody will stay with you tonight. And David had to wipe his eyes and brace up and get on out there and say, guys, you have done well. We are going back into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why this man ran 6.8 miles at night. Why? They had an encounter with Jesus. I pray that when this church service is over, all of us will get a pep in our feet. You're going to get it round in your shoes. You got a message to tell. I was discouraged, but I went to a resurrection service and life came into me. I thought God has changed his mind about me, but I discovered he showed up and said, son, my plan is intact. My decree is sure. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you this to shout, but as I was coming down the aisle, the Holy Spirit said to me, you are chasing away all lying devils in this room. You are chasing away. Hallelujah. Thieves of destiny. You are chasing away. It's not just in this room, but those of you watching me. The devil has been lying to you. That God has changed his mind. But he's appearing to you this morning. I am the resurrection and the life. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
May your eyes open this morning. Give the devil a quick notice. He gave thanks.
Amen.
He broke it. Their eyes opened. And they took off running. You know you have a message when you can run almost 7 miles and you don't get tired. You don't take a break.
Thank you, Lord.
May God put something in you today. I don't remember what ministry it is, but they used to have this line that God will make a mark that cannot be erased. Hallelujah. See, because the snake mills around and entraps us with one thing or another. And after you bite the bait, then he stays on you day and night. Every time you try to get up, he tells you, it's over. It's all messed up. Ain't nothing going to happen. Don't worry about it, on and on and on and on. But he made the mistake of his life. What was the mistake? He couldn't stop you from coming to church today. And you heard. Listen, denying Jesus publicly and even cursing and swearing to do it is one thing I will never wish on anyone. Because when you do that, you don't know what will happen after that. Will he ever forgive you? Will he ever? Because he says, now if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father and the angels. But because he chose Peter, he changed his name, and Peter agreed. He said, now, whatever your parents named you, I'm tossing it. From now on, you are Cephas, a stone. Hey, I'm trying to help you understand something. I'm not just trying to encourage you. I'm trying to give you understanding. He named him a stone. And yet he's flaky.
Come on now.
That's what I'm trying to show you about our God. Quit running on your own strength. Quit running on your own understanding. He names you based on his purpose for you. And he wouldn't allow any devil to change what he said. Here's your punchline before I move on. He named us Resurrection House. You will never die here. You will never go to hell from here. You will have. Or how flaky you are, but resurrection will win.
Hallelujah.
Hey! All right, Lord, we thank you for the miracle of open eyes, restoration of understanding, and seeing the resurrected Christ. We release that grace upon this bread. That as we receive it this morning,
yes, Lord,
we too will experience,
yeah, hallelujah,
yes, Lord,
that miracle. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I release it in this bread. Bless this wine. Hallelujah. Come on, the glory is coming on you where you stand. Not just up here. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, start thanking him where you are standing. That the glory is appearing to you. Give thanks for the bread that as soon as it contacts your mouth, we have given thanks right now. It's not big enough to break it. If yours is big enough, you can break it. Hallelujah. But don't lose it. Hallelujah. Now receive it in remembrance of Jesus. After this manner also he took the cup. And when he had stopped saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink it now. And as often as you do it in remembrance of me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I release the miracle now. Hallelujah.
Come on, lift your hands wherever you are. Say, Lord, I receive the miracle of open eyes, increased understanding, the revelation of the Lord Jesus. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Receive! Receive! Hallelujah. I know I don't have a lot of time, but whenever I see the glory moving, hey, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Jesus' name. Glory to God. Huh? See the glory touching you. Hallelujah. Wherever I see the glory touching anyone, mama be healed. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm looking for people. Receive your healing. Jesus' name. Not too far from me, mama. Receive over there. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm looking for any sign that God is touching you. Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he's touching you. He's touching. He's touching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, he's touching you. Hey. Hallelujah. I can't get over there, but receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Catch up. Hallelujah. Jesus said. Glory. Thank God for resurrection. Resurrection will never lose. Hallelujah. He's meeting you. He's the God of your holy encounter. In the name of Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See? I didn't even get there. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God.
Thank God.
Give God thanks for your own encounter. Thank God for your own encounter. Some of you will tell me later, you know, I didn't even know something happened to me. And all of a sudden, when you're going to pray or you're alone, you say, something happened to me. I can feel his presence. I'm able to pray better than I've done in maybe a year or 6 months or whatever. But something happened to you. Something is happening to you. Hallelujah. Yes, receive it. Receive. She didn't know she received something. But come closer, children. You know you don't know you received.
It's only happened to me once before. You know, actually, I went to a ministry in Florida, and I saw that the guy was flowing in the glory, and I said, hey, let me go there so I see what it feels like to fall out, because I've never fallen out. All this, I see people falling out when I'm ministering. I wanted to see what it felt like. I won't tell you the rest of that story. It was interesting. However, one time we were having a banquet, and the glory of God came down, and people were falling off their chairs. And then suddenly, I hit the ground in the podium. That almost happened to me when I was telling you about the bread. It's like, oh, I said, oh, okay, hold it. I'm doing service. If I fall out, who will take over? So he lifted from me. I'm telling you, whether you know it or not, something happened to you.
Amen.
You will bear testimony of it. Not just because you fell out or didn't fall out, you're going to see a change in your prayer life. You're going to see a change in your strength to make decrees. You're going to see a change. Oh, what a service. That was truly a Resurrection Sunday last year. Can you wait? You better start heading to Resurrection House for All Nations this Sunday morning as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This was just the communion side of the service. But remember now, it was in the breaking of bread that their eyes opened. They ran that night back to Jerusalem. You may go to the church where they receive communion first Sunday of the month. And I know that during COVID, they probably did not receive communion at all. No, the bread and the wine, they're alive. That's the Lord Jesus. He has power. And your eyes ought to open. The revelation of the Lord Jesus needs to come to you. The glory testifying in this broadcast should be flowing in your bedroom, flowing in your living room, flowing in your office if you're watching it on YouTube or in your car. Not advisable to watch while you're driving. Maybe you pulled over or something. Glory to God. But receive in Jesus' name. Receive. The word of resurrection is power. Your breakthrough is in my mouth. Your miracle is in my mouth. I thank God for the young lady. When I was giving communion, I said there's an anointing for healing leaving the sanctuary. I said, send it to your relatives at the hospital. And she took off, jumped in the car, and drove to the hospital and went into the ICU where her father was intubated. And on that ventilator. And she started screaming at him, Daddy, the word of resurrection was released from the altar. Come out of this coma and live in Jesus' name. Beloved, it's not just that he came out, but he went home after a few days. The word of resurrection is yours. The glory of resurrection is yours. The demonstrations of the Spirit is effortless. Did you see, even when I walked up to the altar where the singers were, before I got close to them, they all went out under God's power. That's totally different from people laying hands on people and trying to push them down to say that something is happening. We don't touch anybody most times here. I just wave or just speak. And the glory does the job. What are you waiting on? Sow into resurrection now. Connect with resurrection now. Become a partner of the voice of resurrection. Get your seed into the ground every month like we do. You may be a ministry, you desire to be on television, then sow into this television broadcast. I remember several years ago, a friend of mine trying to raise money to buy his building. He didn't have enough. And God told him, take the one you've collected and give to another ministry that's trying to buy their building. And he obeyed. And the leaders were incensed and people were angry with him. He just ignored them. I remember that December 31st
when an express mail came from New York. He just met this guy casually. And they were just chatting and fellowshipping. And the guy asked him for his address. This guy sent an express mail envelope. And when he opened it, the $100,000 he needed to close on his building was there. And all the naysayers shut up. Shut up if you have nothing to say. If you don't have any testimony of glory, you haven't encountered a heavenly Father in the now. Nothing went out with the old apostles. The glory is still here. The miracles are still happening. Deliverance is still taking place. In the name of Jesus. This Resurrection Sunday, don't miss the service here. This is your appointment with destiny. Come and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We love you. We thank God for you. We release the grace of resurrection unto you. And we've given you instructions to follow. It's for you to obey and be blessed. Or you can continue to refuse and then you'll be sitting there. But this is your ticket to your breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Receive in Jesus' name.
If you believe it, come on and shout to him. If you believe it, come on and shout to him.